We're going to go down to Southern California, bring in a good friend, and we love having him on the show, J.P. Hornstra. He covers the Dodgers for the Southern California News Group. J.P., how are you?
Doing good, Marty. Thanks for having me.
No, glad to have you on. It's always fun to catch up with you. And quite a couple of days. We'll get it from your perspective of what you see these first two games. And as Andy Bagley said, you never know what you're going to see at a ballpark, and I think it lived up to it the first 2 days.
Yeah, I was joking that this is, if there ever were a time to just reuse the same game story two consecutive days, this would have been it. I read that it was the first time that 2-1-0 games had been decided by a home run by the same player ever, like literally, let alone to begin a season. So that was crazy, definitely unpredictable. I think from a Dodgers perspective, obviously the pitching has been great. I think anybody could have foreseen Kershaw doing what he did a couple days ago. Even Alex Wood has shown flashes of what he did yesterday in spring training. But I don't know what happened to the bats, Marty. That's something I didn't really see happening. And it's not Justin Turner. I mean, Justin Turner's injury is the easy scapegoat for having not scored a run still 2 games into the season for the Dodgers. But it really goes beyond that because they just have not been able to string a rally together. And then the defense yesterday, Logan Forsythe making all those errors at third base. That's another thing that I don't think anybody saw coming. Once Turner got hurt, the Dodgers tried to get Forsythe some reps over there at third. And he'd never looked that bad, like, period, in a game at third base in the time that he's been in L.A. Dave Roberts said after the game that it wouldn't happen again. And then Forsythe is not in the lineup today. So I guess it definitely won't happen today. But that was surprising, too. So, the defense and the offense, I don't know what happened there. But as far as the pitching end, that was exactly what the Dodgers hoped to see out of their pitching staff this season.
Velocity is down a little bit for Kershaw and Kenley Jansen, and Jansen blew it off last night, said don't worry about it. But around baseball, we're seeing some starting pitching and some relievers being inconsistent with velocity. Is that an issue, you think, the short spring training or maybe just wearing down? And I'll throw another one at you. Is the World Series hangover part of what's going on a little bit with the Dodgers right now?
That's another easy scapegoat, and it's really hard to say. I feel like if it were, we would have seen it by now, that it would have manifested itself somehow in spring training, and that, we would have heard something from a coach, from a manager, lamenting the way that the players looked on the field as far as fatigue. So I'm not buying the hangover excuse, at least not yet. As far as the velocity goes, when it's big names like Kershaw and Jansen, you worry about it, right? You have to. And particularly if you look at the sort of, if you were to graph Clayton Kershaw's velocity last season, it did trail off toward the end of the year after he came back from his most recent back injury. Not a lot, not so much that he couldn't be effective, but enough that when you saw where he was at, really 90 to 92 with the fastball, it's somewhat consistent with that. Like if you were to just grab it from last year going into this year, that's sort of a predictable decline, if you will. I don't think Clayton Kershaw would have predicted it. I'm sure he would have told us that it would be right back in the mid-90s where he likes to be able to dial it up, but it just wasn't there for him. He still pitched really well. Jansen comes in and allows a homer to Joe Panic, so maybe that's a little bit more of a concern for a pitcher who has relied on the velocity. The guy only throws two pitches, right? It's not like Kershaw where he's got this five-pitch mix and he can get you out multiple ways. Kenley Jansen needs, or at least has to this point in his career, needed mid-90s fastball. He worked on the slider more, trying to incorporate it more in spring training. He also tried to incorporate some little changes in the rhythm and the timing of his pitching. And maybe all that, in hindsight, was just to compensate for what he knew was a declining fastball. I don't know. It's a really small sample size, 2 games into the season, but I think these are things that Dodgers should be paying attention to.
All right. Well, it's early in the season as the Giants needed it more than the Dodgers did, I'll tell you that, and the Giants got a couple of victories. Looking at Seager and Bellinger, Bellinger had a really tough postseason, struck out more than anyone ever did in the World Series, and Seager just doesn't look quite the same. You get the lefty Holland again tonight. Any issue you think? And I'm glad just to catch up with you because, look, the Giants and Dodgers play 10 times in April. If the Dodgers are struggling or if anything's going on with them, thank goodness it's now. Because the Giants right. are, you know, they want to be able to hold their own getting through this month of April. So we're looking for any bright spots that the Dodgers may be in some trouble. But Seager, I know he had the elbow issue, and he hasn't done much so far in a couple of games. You see anything with him?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't looked great at the plate. I haven't seen from him... The range of reactions to Corey Seager's elbow injury has really run the gamut. I mean, there are some people who are just looking at their clock, counting down the moments to when he gets Tommy John surgery. I haven't heard that there's any problem with his ligament, so I'm not so much on the panic side of that. The reality is, though, Corey Seager did not have a good spring training at the plate. The Dodgers were really careful with him getting back into the mix because they didn't want to rush him. They wanted to make sure his elbow had a something close to a full off season coming off of the World Series run. Maybe it's just a matter of time and the amount of extra time that the Dodgers gave Seager at the beginning of spring training. It's going to bleed into the regular season. Maybe he isn't where he is at the start of the regular season until 2-3 weeks from now. Maybe that's the optimistic outlook. But look, if the elbow were a real problem, they would have gotten him surgery at the beginning of the offseason. That would have happened at the outset of November. I'm not too worried about that. Bellinger, though, is a different animal because you mentioned the World Series, the strikeouts. He had been so consistent at that point in the season, the first two rounds of the playoffs included. This is a kid who did not go more than two games without getting on base as a rookie and won the Rookie of the Year award. And then all of a sudden in the World Series, the Astros are working both sides of the plate, mixing him up, giving him looks that he'd never seen before. And again, based on how he looked in spring training, you have to wonder if that he still hasn't quite made that adjustment. He did not have a great spring training either. So clearly, whatever the Astros were doing against Cody Bellinger, rather, that is something teams are going to try to copy, and they're going to keep going there, working him inside and out until he makes that adjustment.
Boy, great. Great to have you on. Well, as I say, the Giants are looking for any bright spots, so if they're struggling now, they'll go for it. One last thought, which I'll tell you. The Dodgers got shut out the first two games in 1968. Then the third game, they won 1-0. And then the fourth game, they got shut out again. So they scored one run in four games in 1968, the year of the pitcher. So it's not unusual to get off to a slow start with the bats. And look, the Giants have only scored two runs. But as I say, the Giants needed it more than the Dodgers. So we'll see what happens tonight. And I appreciate your being on and being candid about what's going on in L.A. And we love having you on, JP. So thank you so much.
Anytime, Marty. Thank you for having me.
Oh, very good. JP Hornstra, Southern California News Group. And get an idea of what's going on.